inch by inch, row by row. Gonna make this garden.
Spring is almost here, and it's time to break out our gardening tools. And with us on the line for this week's edition, the season's first edition of Garden Talk, is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what should we be doing right now in our yard and garden besides waiting for all that snow to be melting away?
Indeed, yes. I suspect many of us gardeners have spring fever. Officially be here next week. I just got back from California where we planted some tomatoes in my son's yard, and 8 tomatoes from plants we put in last year at the same time. It's such mild winter. A couple of them survived next to the house. But I'm getting ready to plant start seeds, a lot of different stuff. Before we left, I got some started herbs. Cilantro is up, and basil, although the basil will stay in the house for the season. But parsley is also coming up, along with a few other things. And I'm getting ready to start lots of tomatoes and other different things, depending on the different timing, so I don't start some of them too early so they get too large under my lights before they can go out in who knows when. I'm hoping for mid-May or so. But seed starting is really one of the first things that we'll be doing.
And you mentioned tomatoes. Any other kind of long-growing or long-period-growing plants and vegetables that we should be starting?
Oh, lots of other stuff, too. If folks start their own leeks or onions from seed, that's one that can be certainly started now. They're even slower than tomatoes to get going, really. Peppers. If folks are going to be growing peppers or eggplants in their greenhouse, again, those are something that can be started. Then there's other things that we will wait, and the seed packets really tell you some good stuff on them about how long it takes to get from seed starting to transplant size. And then they'll usually also tell you something about when, we have to figure that ourselves, when is the last frost date if they're going to be going outside, or when your greenhouse is going to be warm enough for them to go out there, and along with hardening them off to get them ready to the shock of taking them from our nice warm house and underneath our either fluorescent lights, and of course now there's the new LED lights, which I'm just getting ready to start to try this year for the first time. I've got all these old shop lights, which still work just fine to get them started.
But the LED lights, they're more of a spectrum of light that kind of is more encourages seedlings to start and grow faster?
Some of them do. And again, you want to look for either on the package, or you may have to do some research to find the right ones for that, because there's a lot of different wavelengths. Some of them look rather strange. I mean, there's pink ones, pink and blue lights that I have seen that folks have for growing, including large growing operations too. They look rather strange to our eyes, but to the plant's senses, as it were, the leaves, they work just fine. So that's something to take into account, where it would be different. They might be different than what you would use just for indoor house lighting. Again, like our old standbys, the cool white fluorescent bulbs are pretty cheap, and they do what we want for growing seedlings to start, not necessarily for long-term full growth into flowering and fruiting. So again, things have gotten a little more complicated, but get some good clean potting soil and clean up some pots if folks are recycling, hopefully, and clean the pots. So using some soap and water and a little bit of bleach, and then away we go.
Okay. Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah, well, I'll be talking on Saturday afternoon at the Mendenhall Library, too, about primrose preparation. So 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Ed Bajarski, you're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener with the season's first edition of Garden Talk here on KTOO.
And a piece of fertile ground.